not bad. I've never seen a beaver nod his head like that, like headbanging beaver. He's slamming the tail. It's like a mosh pit with a beaver over here. The wildlife wanderer from the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens in full regalia joining us in studio. Do you have a special name today, Curtis Dvorak?
Well, in honor of my buddies from Oregon State and my wife got her degree from Oregon State, the Oregon State Beavers, for those fans out there. That's where this one comes from. I wore this actually. I got this costume. There's always a reason why I have the costume. I got this costume because I went to Oregon State versus Purdue about 4 years ago up in West Lafayette, Indiana. And I figured what better outfit to go to the game in than a beaver costume in the stands. And so I did that. My wife has asked me several times.
She knows what she signed up for.
She knows what she signed up for, yeah. And when we moved into the house, we have, a couple dozen Tupperwares, large Tupperwares full of costumes, hundreds of costumes. And there's been a couple times, like early on when the kids, we only had one, now we have three. She was like, hey, we should make room. We can get rid of those costumes. And I was like, excuse me?
Look at his eyes.
I said, what? I said, no, we're not getting rid of the costumes. Are you? And so now what's great is all the kids, all three of them love opening up the boxes, putting on different costumes and stuff. And so every time we play costume dress up, which is not just around Halloween, it's literally all year long. Anytime they're running around the house in a costume, I just look over and I go, huh, I guess we should have gotten rid of these costumes.
Let it go.
Not getting rid of them.
Tonight and tomorrow are the last nights of Spooktacular at the Jacksonville Zoo and Botanical Gardens. Tonight may be a bigger night even than tomorrow, I would think.
Yeah. I think probably a lot of people will
do the neighborhood thing.
But what I've been told, it's crowded both nights. These last two nights, that's why they do it the 30th and 31st. You can head out there and see the Spooktacular decorations. You can also get a glimpse, sneak peek at Colors of the Wild lanterns that are, tons of them are already up. And those who've been to the zoo have seen them. And man, this year's Colors of the Wild is going to be bigger, brighter, and more amazing and breathtaking than ever.
When does it open?
November 22nd is when Colors of the Wild starts, right the Saturday before Thanksgiving. That's going to be incredible. I've been walking around watching them set up because they still have two more weeks. But as soon as tomorrow night ends, the Spooktacular stuff will come down and even more lanterns will go up.
Wow. And this is a team that comes from out of the country to install, right? As part of a contract that y'all had?
Yep. It's a company called Tianyu out of China, and they do it all over the country. They have dozens of zoos across the country have these setups, and they have so many lanterns, and it's really cool. For those who've been in years past,
loved it.
You know, people vote, it's kind of your favorite year. Like if the first year, the dragon tunnel was everybody's favorite. It went away last year. This year, it's a phoenix tunnel there, and it's really cool. I think this year is going to be everybody's favorite. I think so.
Quick question. Are you guys affected by the tariffs at all?
I don't know.
So being that the lanterns were shipped or the company?
I don't know. The lanterns are, some of the lanterns are made brand new for the event, but they have so many of these lanterns, so they kind of just, this zoo has these lanterns this year, and then they move them around, the country and stuff. I don't know. I don't know if fall under the tariff, and they're only rented, they're leased, so we don't own them.
That's a good point. What else is coming up in between the two holidays around Thanksgiving? Anything else happening at the Jacksonville Zoo and Botanical Gardens? This is a great time of the year to go because the weather is so cool. It's awesome.
It's perfect. And the animals are more active. But this Saturday, actually, is a fun, if you're not going to Florida, Georgia, or Georgia, Florida, whichever you prefer to say. I have friends on both sides, and they always yell at me for saying it the other way. If you're not going to downtown and you're going to the zoo, we have an event called Teddy Bear Affair on Saturday. And Saturday also being November 1st kicks off Kids Free November. So kids get in free all November, similar to like we did in August. And Teddy Bear Affair is really cool. It's in partnership with Nemours. And so if you're going there, tell your kids to bring their teddy bear. You don't have to leave it. You're bringing your teddy bear for a checkup. And they'll have, some folks there from Nemours that are going to do different checkups and stuff and for your teddy bear. And it's really cute. It's fun seeing the kids walk up with their teddy bear and hand it to the doctor and have it get checked up and stuff. And but of course, kids get in free. starting Saturday. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, the Colors of the Wild is coming up. It's again, you've been, I think you went both years.
Yeah.
And, we have a really fun event coming up. It's not, it used to be Halloween Doors and More, but now it's Roars and More, for the pediatric hospice group. And that's coming up before, before we kick off Colors of the Wild.
Wow. How's the construction going on the new entry?
Oh man, they're pouring concrete. So that's, you know, the floor is going in now and the main entrance. They've been pouring concrete starting last week. They're going to continue that probably for a whole nother week or two. It is, I mean, we're originally, I think the date was like November, middle of November, we were going to get, they were going to finish construction. I think that's going to be another month or so, into December, but we are still scheduled for walking people through that, March 6th, I think will be, you know, don't quote me on that, but literally the first week of March is going to be when the general public will be scanning their tickets, walking through there. We have some events coming up that are going to be that I can't talk about yet. That one that is massive, massive, massive. This is like a huge, horrible tease out there. I can't say anything about it yet. I literally can't. They'll get very mad at me. But it is going to be something really cool that you're going to want to check out. And the event space, that new entrance is going to be, and this event that I can't talk about, is going to be the first big event in that space. And it's going to be really neat to see that many people in there. Because you can hold 1,000 people under this new entrance.
Wow.
The Vistar Skyscape. And then you'll walk right up and see the Wayne and Dolores Weaver Manatee River.
That's cool. So will that be in March, at least springtime next year?
The big event is going to be in February.
In February.
It's going to be in February, before we open the new entrance.
All right.
And yeah, it's going to be really cool. We've been talking a lot about that the last few weeks.
All right. Well, at some point, once it goes public, you know where to come.
Absolutely.
We look forward to that.
The day that it goes public, I'll give you a shout and,
A manatee suit.
Yes, I have to, well, we have a manatee costume at the zoo, obviously. He used to be called Munchie. I'm not sure what his name is these days, but, we have a manatee mascot. And so I'll bring that in. That's tougher to talk in, though, because it's, like, really big.
I can't take you seriously.
I rarely
ever can take you seriously anyway, but
is
at
it
least,
the teeth?
I think you should name the manatee costume St. Johnny.
St. Johnny?
I like it. St. Johnny.
That's good. All right, so the final two nights for Spooktacular. And again, you don't need to, like, get tickets in advance. Like, you can just walk up?
No, it's best to just go online. Okay. You can go online right now and click on it, member or non-member. Obviously, members get a discount, as we always talk about. Become a member, and you get discounts to all of these type events. But, yeah, just go to jacksonvillezoo.org, and it's the easiest way to buy your tickets. Everything is done online these days, as we all know.
You're going to venture down to Florida, Georgia on Saturday by chance?
I've done it. Let's see. I've been in town 29 years. I've done it quite enough. I'm actually going down there after this. I like going down there on like Thursday and Friday, going to RV City.
Oh, what a great place to be. We were out there last year on the Friday before the game.
Yeah.
It was so just the tailgating and the atmosphere, the people who were walking before sunrise, remember, from the YMCA.
And everyone is so nice, and they're like, yeah, come and have a cocktail with us. Yeah. Just come over here.
Are you going in costume?
I don't think I'm going to go in costume.
I think you should go in costume.
Walk around as the beaver.
You should be the beaver at the Florida Georgia game. You should be hanging out at all the tailgates and getting pictures with everybody. It would be awesome.
Beavers would be a victim of both the Gators and the dogs.
I have spent many a Florida Georgia tailgating down there in various costumes over the years.
But here it is. You could be the arbiter of peace in this interspecies rivalry.
There's the Gators and dogs, and there's a beaver breaking it up in the middle.
You're going to go make the news down there.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Definitely.
All right. Final two nights of Spooktacular, JacksonvilleZoo.org. Can't wait for Colors of the Wild to return. And do they illuminate them now, like before? Like if we do go, we'll kind of get a sneak peek?
Yeah,
so
you'll
if
see
we are going
them.
Over the next several weeks?
Yeah, definitely. You'll see some of them on, obviously, not during the day. Well, shoot, it's going to get dark at 5:30.
5:30 by Sunday.
Yeah, we close at 5. But yeah, you'll see them. You'll see some of them on during Spooktacular. But they're finishing, you know, connecting them. I mean, the lanterns and then the wiring, for all of this is insane.
I can't imagine how difficult that. I struggled to keep all of our Christmas lights illuminated without having one short out. I can't imagine, like.
Over 120 acres, all of these thousands of lanterns, all.
And, And you have to hide the wiring, not only for aesthetic purposes, but also so for safety purposes, so people don't trip.
It's all through the, and the horticulture team is heavily involved.
I'll imagine.
You know, they, the first year they came in and there was a lot of plants that had to get chopped down. And so in the last 2 years, they've worked much better with the horticulture team to not have to totally mow everything down. But they've really, Savannah Blooms this year is definitely my favorite with the lanterns. They've got a hippo, an elephant in the water, a giant giraffe feeding its baby giraffe under it, and then all these other, like the massive flowers, bugs. It's just, it's so cool.
It's an outstanding display. Yeah, looking forward to it.
And that'll run once it opens in November all the way to February.
Nice. Before that big event that you can't tell us about.
Exactly.
What a tease.
Exactly.
The beaver tease.
Yeah, yeah. They get so mad at me. I was like, can I talk about it tomorrow? They're like, no.
You can't talk about beaver teases. This is a family show.
No. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Stop, y'all. Come on.
Here we go.
Come on.
It is.
I'm done.
It's the 9 o'clock nasty.
Please take us to break.